This course delves deeply into the subject of pulmonary medicine, which is something all medical practitioners will encounter on some level. There will be a discussion of the anatomy and physiology of the airways, and an in-depth understanding of the different disorders faced by the practitioner of pulmonary medicine. It includes the common disorders, such as asthma, pneumonia, and COPD, as well as complex lung diseases, such as the different pneumoconioses, pulmonary hypertension, and cystic fibrosis. The complicated issues of respiratory failure, ventilator management, and ECMO are also covered so as to understand the phenomena of the various lung diseases and how they are managed by the pulmonary specialist. Chapter 1 in the course introduces the topic of pulmonary medicine with a discussion of the anatomy and physiology of the respiratory system. This system includes the conducting zone and the respiratory zone, which will be discussed. The different mechanism of breathing and gas exchange are also covered. Lastly, the anatomy of pulmonary circulation will be discussed as a review of normal pulmonary anatomy and physiology. Chapter 2 covers the basics of different types of pulmonary testing. There are multiple types of lung tests that can be performed to evaluate a patient with lung symptoms. These include spirometry, pulse oximetry, and arterial blood gases, which are basic tests of lung function. The chest X-ray is an important radiographic tool that can detect multiple types of lung diseases. Finally, ventilation perfusion lung scanning is covered as a tool for detecting pulmonary emboli in the lungs. The focus of Chapter 3 in the course is the approach to the patient with different respiratory symptoms. The underlying pathophysiology of dyspnea is discussed, as well as the approach into the diagnosis of the patient who has dyspnea as an outpatient. The approach and management of the individual who has subacute or chronic cough is covered, as well as the diagnostic approach to the patient who has had chest pain for pulmonary and non-pulmonary diseases. The topic of Chapter 4 is lung infections. The most common lung infection seen is community-acquired pneumonia. These are infections that occur to individuals in the community setting. Ventilator-associated pneumonia is also covered because there are many more organisms that can cause these infections that just aren't seen in community-acquired pneumonia. Lung abscesses are uncommon infections of the lung from a variety of pathogens. These are often more difficult to treat than pneumonia. Opportunistic lung infections are seen in the immunocompromised patient and represent a wide variety of bacterial and non-bacterial pathogens. Tuberculosis manifestations and treatment are also part of this chapter. Chapter 5 in the course is a discussion of the different obstructive lung diseases. The two most common obstructive lung diseases are asthma, or reactive airway disease, and COPD, or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Asthma can be seen at any age, but normally begins in childhood. COPD is almost always a disease of older adults and is usually seen in individuals with a long cigarette smoking history. The chapter also covers alpha-1 antitrypsin disease, which is a genetic disease that leads to obstructive lung disease. The focus of Chapter 6 is the autosomal recessive disease known as cystic fibrosis. This affects various aspects of the body, including the lungs, digestive tract, reproductive system, and sweat glands. A main feature of the disease is related to the lungs, with difficulty clearing pathogens and the frequent occurrence of severe lung infections. While cystic fibrosis traditionally involved a markedly shortened lifespan, current treatment has lengthened this so that individuals can live longer and healthier lives. Chapter 7 in the course involves a discussion of two different bronchial diseases. Bronchiectasis is a disease of distortion and dilation of the bronchial tree that can affect either children or adults. The manifestations and treatment of this disease, as it exists in children and as it is seen in adults, are covered separately. Bronchiolitis is an infectious disease of the bronchioles that mainly affects infants and children. The characteristics of the disease and the treatment are discussed as part of the chapter. Chapter 8 in the course introduces lung cancer and its manifestations. There are two main types of primary lung cancer that are most commonly seen: non-small cell lung cancer, which is the most common, and small cell lung cancer. Most of these cancers are tobacco-related. Less commonly, patients can have a malignancy of the pleura, seen in individuals who have been exposed to asbestos, usually in the workplace. A rarer type of lung cancer is carcinoid cancer of the lungs.